Service, National Radio Club.
Welcome to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for November 2006. This is issue number 260, and I'm your host, Fred Vobey, the publisher of the DX Audio Service. My address is 706 McKenzie Drive, Lima, Ohio, 45805-1835. The telephone number here in the studio is area code 360-482-1957. The cost of subscription to the DX Audio Service for U.S. and Canadian members is $28. To Europe and elsewhere, it's $40. Tapes are sent via first-class mail, and you keep your cassettes. If you'd like to subscribe, make a check payable to the National Radio Club Incorporated and send them to me at the address that I just mentioned, or simply log on to our website at www.nrcdxas.org and sign up using our PayPal credit card system. You can also sign up to edxn.com and get your DX Audio Service for your computer or iPod player in stereo. A subscription to EDXN is only $15. Just point your browser to www.e-dxn.com and subscribe online with our PayPal credit card system, or you can contact Wayne Heinen, H-E-I-N-E-N, at Post Office Box 473251, Aurora, Colorado, 80047-3251, if you want to pay by check. Well, we've got an interesting issue for you here on the DX Audio Service, a lot to talk about, so let's jump feet first right into the AM Switch.
Thanks, Fred, and welcome everyone to AM Switch for the DX Audio Service for November 2006. First of all, call letter changes on 570 WDNZ in Raleigh, North Carolina has made the switch to WDOX. In Honolulu, 690 and 1180 have traded calls. KORL on 690 and KHCM on 1180 have made the switch, so now change your logs. 690 is now KHCM, 1180 is now KORL. Another call letter switch in Texas on 890, Frankston and Maybank. If you'll remember from previous reports, these two stations are owned by the same individual, and the facilities are only about 60 miles apart. It's proposed that the Frankston license be surrendered at the time that the Maybank facility commences program test authority action. So, on 890, KTXV in Frankston, Texas, changes to KKBM, and KKBM in Maybank, Texas, changes to KTXV. Hopefully we've got that all squared away. Okay, back to the regular listings. 960 WPBI, North Palm Beach, Florida, changes to WSVU. On 1130 WRKY in Murray, Kentucky, they've chosen WJGY for their new call. 1310 WWWW in Dearborn, Michigan, changes to WTTW. In fact, they're going back to that call after 2 months. 1340 WRAW, Reading, Pennsylvania, has changed to WKAP. On 1360 KLSM, Tallulah, Louisiana, their new call is KBYO. 1340 WRAW, Reading, Pennsylvania, has changed to WKAP. On 1360 KLSM, Tallulah, Louisiana, their new call is KBYO. Two more stations which have just swapped calls. On 1410, KINF, Lompoc, California, has changed to KUHL, and KUHL 1440 in Santa Maria, California, has changed to KINF. 1450, WSRQ, Sarasota, Florida, has changed to WSDV. 1470, KEZZ, Estes Park, Colorado, they've taken up KEPL for their new call. Also on 1470, WKAP, Allentown, Pennsylvania, they've changed to WYHM. 1530, KSMM, Shakopee, Minnesota, their new call is KQSP. 1590, a new station in Kearsarge, Pennsylvania, they've taken WCXJ for their new call, and we'll get more details on that a little later. 1590, WTRW, Two Rivers, Wisconsin, has changed to WGBW. And finally, a new station in Toronto on 1690, their call CHTO. Moving along now to construction permits, which have taken to the air over the past month. On 700, KHSE in Wiley, Texas is on the air. with programming parallel with KRVA in Cockrell Hill, Texas, with what sounds like some type of South Asian programming. Facilities are U4, 1500 watts during the day and 920 watts at night. 730 WLTQ Charleston, South Carolina, CP for 1100 watts during the day, 103 watts at night, all non-directional, is now on. 910 WFDF Farmington Hills, Michigan. It seems the FCC's database was playing tricks on us when it posted the fact that their application for U4, 50,000 watts, 19,000 watts, was turned down, as it seems they are now licensed for that. Also, they have filed for U4, 50,000 watts during the day, 25,000 watts at night, and augmenting a couple of their pattern parameters. On 1080 WOKT Cannonsburg, Kentucky, the construction permit for the move here from 1040 is now on, with 1,800 watts, daytime only, non-directional, and they have sports and announcements and IDs as you're listening to WOKT 1080 AM, Cannonsburg, Ashland, Ironton, Huntington, on the Sports Attic Radio Network. 1190 KREB, Bentonville, Bella Vista, Arkansas, the CP to increase their power to become 5,000 watts during the day, 2,500 watts during critical hours, non-directional, is on the air. 1230 WNGM, Hiawassee, Georgia, their CP for a kilowatt, day and night, non-directional, is now on the air. That's a new station. 1380 WMJR, Nicholasville, Kentucky, the CP for the move here from Winchester, Kentucky, with 5,000 watts during the day and 38 watts at night, non-directional, from a new transmitter site is on. Note that the powers stipulated on the license to cover are 38 watts during the day and 5,000 watts at night. I wonder if... I don't think so. No, I don't think they will. Anyway, just be aware of that fact. 1480 WPWC, Dumfries Triangle, Virginia. They're now on the air with 5,000 watts during the day, 500 watts at night, U4. That's two different patterns. 1570 WECU, Winterville, North Carolina. The CP for this new station with U1, 3,800 watts during the day, 200 watts at night, is on the air with gospel format and a parallel ID with WWNB 1400 New Bern. The ID goes the all-new 1490 WWNB and 1570 WECU. The studio phone number announced on the air is 252-902-9147, where a Google search refers that to WWNB, so obviously the two stations are sharing an office. And on 1600 KMDO, Fort Scott, Kansas, the construction permit for the relocation to a new transmitter site and an increase in power levels to be 770 watts during the day, 35 watts at night, non-directional, is now on the air. Some FCC actions over the past month. 540 WFLF, Pine Hills, Florida. They've been granted a CP to reduce the nighttime power to become U4, 50,000 watts during the day and 46,000 watts at night. 630 KUAM, Agana, Guam, a CP is granted to move here from 612 kilohertz while remaining 10,000 watts day and night, non-directional. 690 KRGS, Rifle, Colorado, has been granted a CP for a day and night power increase from a new tower. When operational, KRGS will be U1, 2300 watts during the day and 16 watts at night. 740 WMBG, Williamsburg, Virginia, a CP has been granted to reduce the night power to become U1, 500 watts during the day and 7 watts at night from a new, slightly taller tower. 750 KHWG in Fallon, Nevada, has been granted a CP to increase the daytime power. When they're operational, they'll become 10,000 watts during the day, 250 watts at night, all non-directional. 880 KHNR, Honolulu, Hawaii, a CP has been granted to move from 870 with 10,000 watts day and night, non-directional, and we have been notified that that operation is on the air. 1070 WKII, Salona, Florida, CP has been granted to reduce day and night power levels to become U1, 1,800 watts daytime, 233 watts at night, while diplexing into the WCCF 1580 tower. 1200 WAMB Nashville, Tennessee, a CP has been granted for 50,000 watts during the day, 3,800 watts during critical hours non-directional. This supplants their previous CP for U2, 50,000 daytime watts, 90 watts at night, and 3,800 watts CH, so they have relinquished the nighttime authority. 1370 WGIV Gastonia, North Carolina, a CP has been granted to change their city of license to Gastonia from Pineville, move to a new transmitter site, increase their daytime power, and decrease their nighttime power. When operational, WGIV will become U1, 20,000 watts during the day and 30 watts at night. 1570 WOKC Okeechobee, Florida, CP has been granted for 800 watts during the day, 12 watts at night, U1, from a new 195-foot skirt-fed tower. 1580 WVKO Columbus, Ohio, a CP has been granted to increase day and night power levels to become U4, 3,200 watts during the day, 290 watts at night, from a new three-tower array, using two towers during the day and all three at night. That new station we spoke of during the call letter change portion on 1590 in Kearsarge, Pennsylvania, WCXJ, they've been granted the new station operation with U4, 500 watts during the day, 900 watts at night. Both patterns are directed toward the north-northeast. If you're not familiar with Kearsarge, they're a south suburb of Erie. And on 1640, KDIA, Vallejo, California, a CP has been granted to increase their nighttime power to become U2, 10,000 watts, day and night. Some other items of interest this month. CKXR, Salmon Arm, British Columbia, on 580, has gone silent as the simulcast period with their new FM station is over. 700 KNAX, Donovan, Nebraska, the new station not yet on the air, had a CP for 250 watts day and night U2, licensed at McCook. That CP has been deleted, and the application is now for U4, 1,500 watts during the day, 250 watts at Donovan. 860 CBRB, Banff, Alberta, this station is also silent as their simulcast period with their new FM is over. 1080 WOAP, Owosso, Michigan, they've applied to extend their STA, which is a special temporary authority, to remain silent through March 2007 due to financial difficulties. 1260 WAMS, Newark, Delaware, continues operation with U1, 250 watts during the day, 50 watts at night, and reports indicate that the station gets out better when they use the old 1 kilowatt system. KFFF 1260 Boone, Iowa, applies for a STA to remain silent until the time when their new transmitter is delivered. It seems they have been silent since August 11, 2006, when their transmitter failed. They ordered a new one, but it hasn't arrived as of yet. 1440 WGLD, Red Lion, Pennsylvania, they've been granted an STA to remain silent until December 2006 due to transmitter conditions. And WSRY, Elkton, Maryland, it's interesting to note that this station is indeed running their nighttime power authorization of 1.2 watts. Dave Schmidt reports that this was noted on a recent early morning trip past the station, where he found the signal went a total of 3 blocks off the back of their directional array. He was in the Elkton area before power uptime, so decided to ride right past the station to see what they were doing. It literally faded away completely off the back of their array within a quarter mile, and CBE was there alone. At least we know the DA still works. And being that it's probably the lowest power listed on any night authorization going, he thought it would be of interest that they're even using it. What he can't figure out is how that Gates 1 transmitter likes being at that low power level, as most don't. No stations were reported to return to the air over the past month. However, going silent, WGZS 700 Dothan, Alabama, WMIA 1070 Arecibo, Puerto Rico, and WTTI 1530 Dalton, Georgia. Fines to report, WSNR 620 Jersey City, New Jersey has been fined $10,000 for not maintaining their public inspection file. WJAS 1320 Pittsburgh has been fined $3,000 for, and we quote, for willfully and repeatedly violating Section 17.4A of the Commission's rules by failing to register each of its antenna structures used in the operation of the station, end of quote. KBSZ 1250 Weckenberg, Arizona has been fined $8,000 for failure to maintain their emergency alert system equipment. WKBY 1080 Chatham, Virginia has been fined $7,000 for not filing a license renewal application in a timely manner and willfully and repeatedly violating the FCC rules by engaging in unauthorized operation of the station after its authorization had expired. 1240 WGVA Geneva, New York has been fined $10,000 for not maintaining their public inspection file. WRRE 1460 Juncos, Puerto Rico has been fined $8,000 for, guess what? Yep, not maintaining their public inspection file. And 1550 WCGR Canandaigua, New York has been fined $4,000 for failing to maintain their public inspection file. Their license renewal is being held up because of this proceeding, but the FCC determined their good record for community service warranted the renewal action. I think with all this money, the FCC will be having an extra big Christmas party this year. Well, my thanks go out to Sean Axelrod, Bill Dvorak, Mike Hardister, Wayne Heinen, and Dave Schmidt for items used this month. With that, it's time to sign off for this month. It's time to email the DXAS microphone to John Bowker as he continues with station IDs on 970 on this month's edition of the Travel Log.
Well, thanks once again, Bill Hale. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Travelog. And I got to start with an admission. This is the first time I've been behind a microphone since last July. Now, I know we've had Travelogs each month as we go along, but the most recent one was recorded in July. And what that means is that I have a lot of people who probably think I'm ignoring them. Let me give you a hint. We have Mike Piesk out in Las Vegas sent in a cassette. Oh, some time ago, and I'm getting the first opportunity to thank him for that. And Josh Owens, down in North Carolina, he sent in a cassette just about a day or two after we made the last recording. And he's not heard from us, so you can imagine what he's thinking. But then, at the convention in Akron, and boy did we have a ball. Camille Petreca was there, she brought in a tape, which was nice. Dale Hamm, we exchanged some tapes, didn't we? And Scott Feibusch, the winner of Almost All Time, brought in six absolutely packed C90 cassettes of station breaks. Almost all of them AM, so thank you for that, Scott. Well, I'll tell you, it's such a terrific feeling to have all this support for what we're doing. It's a lot of fun. Well, today we're going to continue with the 970 spot on the AM dial. And to get things started, so that we don't spend all the time just talking at you, let's go to the shoreline, almost, of North Carolina, way out near the Outer Banks, a little town of Ahoskie, has like fewer than 5,000 people in town. And they have a 1,000-watt daytime station, and it sounds something like this. As we start the November 2006 DX Audio Service Travelog.
When you submit to Church News, please be so thoughtful and include a financial contribution in support of Joy 97. Thank you for listening. I'm Brother Danny V. This has been your afternoon edition of the Church News.
Playing the best on AM 970 WRCN, Ahoskie, North Carolina.
And that's what local radio should be all about, filling a niche. At least, that's my opinion. Now, let's go to the western part of North Carolina, up in the mountains, the high country, as they call it there. Right outside of Asheville, we find the town of Canton, North Carolina. And for openers, we're going to go back exactly 10 years last month.
WWIT, Canton, Clyde, Waynesville, Asheville.
Now, this 5,000-watt full-time station, well, 30 watts at night, has had a kind of an interesting history to it, because it was WWIT back in the early 90s, and then in the year 2000 it became WBCG just for a short time, and we were able to record that, as you'll hear. Then it went back to WWIT, and now It's changed once again. This time to WYSE, and we don't have that one yet. We'll get it one of these days, but let's go back to the year 2000 for that quickie.
Best Country, AM 970 WBCG, Canton, Clyde, Waynesville, Maggie Valley.
Anticipation, the name of the game on Wall Street today. I'm Joan Bennett.
That's kind of interesting. Did you notice on the WBCG ID, they did not include the city Asheville in their claim of covering half of North Carolina? Well, now just about 4 years ago, Clark Ingram had his radio and recorders running as he visited the Southeast. And there he was on Interstate 95, that's the main road from Miami up to Portland, Maine. And roughly halfway along that road is the city of Florence, South Carolina. And Florence has the second most powerful station at 970 on the dial, daytime power, on the 48 states, that is, of any station in the country. We're going to get to the most powerful in a few minutes. Here's WJMX.
AM Florence, Eastern South Carolina's quality 970, where the listening is easy, all the time, 24 hours a day.
Well, sometimes Clark does the same thing I do, and that is he records the ID to prove that he heard the station rather than to establish everything like format and stuff like that. But I can tell you that, according to the NRC log, things have changed in the ensuing 4 years. WJMX is now billed as a 24-hour news talk station in Florence. But it's time to leave I-95, make a sharp right as we head south over through Augusta, and we come, of course, to the Peachtree Capital.
Ross, just one last question
before we go off the air.
Would you mind answering us something?
Just what's that?
One thing, you wouldn't mind.
Not at all.
You don't mind?
No.
Ross, what time is it?
It's now 8:44 and 30 seconds in Atlanta, and this is Win 97, WIIN, Atlanta, leaving the air with studios at 1365 Peachtree Street, Northeast, Atlanta, Georgia, 30309. Win 97 operates at 970 kilohertz with an effective radiator power of 5 billion milliwatts daytime and 500 million milliwatts pre-sunrise as authorized by the FCC. On behalf of the entire staff and management, wherever they are, of Win 97, this is the Boogie King himself, Ross B. Britton. Have a good evening. And now, ladies and gentlemen, our national anthem.
Man, does the word bad taste come to mind? And would you believe it, the original recording of that I have in the vault here, they finished the entire Star-Spangled Banner in that cockamamie way. Lack of respect. That's not so good. Okay, hey, put on a smiley face again. And in Atlanta, that station didn't last all that long. They changed call letters in, the middle 1990s. Hip, hip, hooray!
So, whether you're looking for a great read, a cool CD, or an unforgettable gift, just log on to ChristianBook.com. Then point, click, and enjoy. ChristianBook.com. Everything Christian for less.
Good teaching and good information for the family. 970 WNIV Atlanta and WLTA Alpharetta.
Well, that was a little better, I have to admit. My respect for Atlanta just climbed a bit. Now, if we go to the southeast, staying in the state of Georgia, go about, 130 to 150 miles, we come to the city of Vidalia. And the station in Vidalia has a slogan, which is of no great surprise. I see the NRC log, the new one, refers to them as Oldies 97, and I could believe that. If you go up on the website for the station, however, it says Goldies 97. That's kind of cute, too. I'll let you make your own decision.
WVOP, Vidalia. From ABC News, I'm John Degnan.
And as we continue our travels, ladies and gentlemen, we cross into the Sunshine State.
finally. I thought we'd never get here. Let's go out to the Atlantic coast. Just north of Jacksonville, not far from their airport, is this little station.
6 hours and 15 minutes of big gospel singing for you. Big hours of gospel singing for you here on the Saturday afternoon gospel sing, starting out at 12:45 here on the Christian Voice of Jacksonville, WVOJ, Jacksonville, Florida, 970 on your AM radio dial. It's 11 o'clock.
This is CBN News. I'm Eric Walker. Japanese police now say it was a crew member who pushed a Chinese hijacker from a parked plane.
It's kind of funny. Whenever Linda and I head for the northeast out of Tampa, we go right through Jacksonville and up north of the city where that transmitter is. I want to be a little bit careful. I don't get them in trouble, but the building there is not in very good shape, I'm afraid, around the where the transmitter is located. But now, that brings us to Tampa, Florida. WFLA at 970 with the 25,000-watt daytime signal that covers most of the peninsula of Florida. And 11,000 watts at night, by the way. This has been the radio station of record for years and years. Here's how they sounded in 1992.
Memorial Day weekend. 16 days and counting.
News Radio 970 WFLA.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. Martin Giles, News Radio 970 WFLA.
And then about 3 years ago, 2003 or so, they dropped the jingle, and among other things, they brought in this youngster from Connecticut, Glenn Beck. And Glenn started his talk radio career right here on WFLA.
This is the Glenn Beck Program. Knowledge is power. News Radio 970 WFLA, Tampa Bay, USA.
11 o'clock, Don Richards, News Radio 970 WFLA. Celebrations in Baghdad, looting too, as more U.S. forces roll into the Iraqi capital.
And I can tell you their ID today sounds just like that last one, with one big difference. They start by saying Fox News, WFLA, so... Yes. Well, it's time to move on the travelogue. We're going to go up into the south central part of Alabama.
You're listening to AM 970 WTBF in Troy, Alabama. 50 years of broadcasting to Pike and surrounding counties. And now with new broadcast facilities on the square in downtown Troy, 67 Court Square. Thank you, Pike County, for listening for 50 years to WTBF.
Mutual News. Hurricane Pauline is now a killer.
And we've just got time for one last one in Alabama, right on the Mississippi border, up near the northern end of the state.
For more information about literacy programs, contact your local public library.
Proudly serving Northwest Alabama and Northeast Mississippi since 1950. This is WERH AM 970, Hamilton, Alabama.
18 Network News, I'm Jill Cohen.
Well, that'll do it for the travelogue today. Thanks for putting up with my cold. I have never had a cold this bad for so long. But we'll see you just after Happy Thanksgiving Day. I hope you have a great one. Mark Durenberger is next. Mark?
Thank you, John, and good day, DXers. Mark Durenberger joining you now on the November 2006 DX Audio Service. And we're going back to the desert beverage site for what may be the very last time. With my radio work and working for the Minnesota Twins, we found ourselves having to return to the Minneapolis area this past summer after 6 years in western Colorado. And one of the hardest parts about moving for me was having to say goodbye to that 2,800-foot beverage antenna out there in that Utah desert site. This beverage site is one of the peaceful places on Earth, under a blue sky with mountains dozens and dozens of miles away, with nothing to keep you company but the occasional coyote and herd of antelope and once in a while a curious wild Mustang. So we got more out of that desert beverage site than just radio listening, but of course that's the reason we went out there. And before we pulled the plug and pulled in the wire, we did one last set of experiments, and we're going to share them with you in these coming months. There'll be nothing quite as dramatic as hearing that mysterious signal from Lima, Ohio. Or remember when we copied WBZ Boston and 1560 New York at high noon a couple of years ago? But we did have some fun on this last trip. And I think as we go through these reports, we're going to add a few hardcore notes for the technical-minded. For example, we did some phasing, breaking the wire in the middle and phasing the two halves against each other. Now, because we're going to be at this a while, I think we'd best do it in order of frequency, starting on the low end and stopping on each of the former 1A and 1B channels, the so-called clear channels. And that means we begin at 640, and we're going to begin our report by phasing the two antenna wires against each other. We're situated in the middle between the two halves. One is roughly, 1,600 feet long, and the other is about 1,200 feet long, so it's not quite in the middle. But the two wires are joined into a quantum phaser, and the signals coming off the end of the wires will be canceled when we go for the null. And what should be left is any signal coming in from the sides of the wires. In this one, KFI on 640, after we null the ends of the wire, because KFI is to our west, there's just nothing available daytime. You're going to hear us smoothly null out Los Angeles, but unless you are a glutton for punishment, you're not going to be able to reach into the noise to hear Belgrade, Montana off the side. It's there, but it's really buried.
From east of the 15 to Crestline, all vehicles except for commercial trucks, RVs, and buses. That's traffic on KFI.
Captain Dale Dye and the
.640, not a very auspicious start to our report until you remember that it's midday, KFI is 650 miles away, and Belgrade is pouring its signal directly away from us. So looking to the east on 650, here's a mix of two expected signals and one surprise. Fox Farm, Wyoming, and WSM's Grand Ole Opry are heard in this mix, but there's a third station. It's 7 p.m. Mountain Time as we hear this station break. That's 8 p.m. in Minnesota.
News Talk AM 650, WNMT, Nashua, a service of Midwest Communications.
From ABC News.
Well, it's down to Curious Moose Sally, the 9/11 conspirator, may have sealed his fate.
As we said, this was recorded in March, so that's a couple of hours after Minnesota local sunset, when WNMT drops to 1,000 watts and points their signal northwest and northeast in a kind of a bow tie pattern. I'm not one who automatically accuses stations of cheating. I think this was the vagaries of propagation and the power of the beverage antenna that made it possible. And I just find it interesting that you would hear a 50,000-watt station and a 1,000-watt station mixing as well as these did. But that's what DX is all about. Well, we hit 660 and KTNN, 50 kilowatts, 300 miles from us, just as they flipped to night pattern. Note the sudden increase in noise just as the cut starts, just a few seconds in. The NRC pattern book reminds us that at local sunset, KTNN switches its power away from New York City and WFAN. The signal drop in our location is exactly as expected. Alert listeners will also note that Denver's 670 has already cut its daytime IBOC signal, or we wouldn't hear this one at all. So listen now, full power KTNN. Just a couple of seconds in, you'll hear them cut to their nighttime power, pushing it farther to the west.
Let Sammy Boy get you ready for bed
and tell you a bedtime story on the voice of the Navajo Nation, KTNN.
Oh, and if you're new to the column, perhaps you didn't know what I was talking about when I mentioned Denver and Eibach. Several months ago, we did a presentation of reception in this part of the West when stations next door to our target stations were operating their digital Eibach. As of this date, the FCC still requires the Eibach signals to be shut down at local sunset. Here's a replay of that part of our previous report. You remember, we were parked on 660. We heard nothing but digital hash. Listen to what happens on 660 when Denver's 670 drops its Eibach signal.
ATNN, AM 660, Window Rock, Tohatchee. CNN Radio, I'm Greg Blunt.
On this de-expedition, one car, only one guy. 10 radios, 10 mini-disc recorders, 2,800 feet of wire, lots of clips, the NRC logbook, the NRC pattern book, and a clipboard to take notes, and headphones, and a couple of cigars, and plenty of water. That made up our de-expedition of March 2006. From our Utah Desert Beverage site. Great time is had by one and all, mostly one, and we wish you could have been here. Well, we need some help on the next one, folks. Prepare to dial the musings line if you can help. We're in the antenna phasing mode on 670. With the quantum phaser, we've set things up to null KLTT from the east, Denver, normally a pest out here. When we get to the null, you'll hear KLTT Colorado going into the noise as we null it out from the east. And then you'll hear a promo for Michael Medved's show giving the telephone number. The problem is that I can't find anybody on 670 out this way that carries his show. So I don't know where that's coming from, unless the new station in Las Vegas has come up on the band. Help! See what you think.
We broadcast over 32,000 square miles all over the Rocky Mountain region. What we put on the air meets people where they live, where they work, where they have just when you need it.
And call Michael Moore at 1-800-449-7855.
And you've been encouraged. You keep not only the needs, you meet the needs of other listeners as well. Ministry on the nation's most powerful Christian voices. That's what we're about. When you support these ministries with your gifts and donations, you become an active extension of Christ's work on 670 KLTT. Your support may touch just one life today, but it reaches the hearts, minds, ears, and lives of thousands.
So that's nulling on 670. While we're scratching to figure out where the Michael Medved promo is coming from, let's go up to 680.
A vitamin of the Golden State Warriors.
You're listening to Golden State Warriors basketball on the flagship station of the Warriors, KMBR 68 San Francisco, the sports leader.
Dikembe Mutombo continues to fill up the box score.
680, pretty easy to do out here. If you look west, you've got San Francisco. And if you look east at the right time of day, you can copy St. Joseph, Missouri. On 700, we hear the sports outlet in Salt Lake City. From the NRC logbook, we know it's currently KALL, but you'd never know it. We listened over four top-of-the-hour periods. Never heard a legal ID. In fact, we never heard more than this.
New deal of the day where you can find items up to 90% off while supplies last. More choices, more savings, citydeals.com.
The only sports show to listen to after Rome. Max Thomas, weekday afternoons from 1 to 4. Exclusively on Hot Ticket 700.
Yeah, just one other FYI on the tournament in the Final Four. No, I don't have a single one of the Final Four teams.
As long as we're on 700, let's have a little fun. Remember, our beverage wires are pointed east and west. We're going to mix the signals. This will be a little bit noisy. You're going to hear Cincinnati in there, and you'll hear a reference to Cincinnati and UCC. And then as we adjust the phaser, we'll get rid of the signal from the east, and you'll hear Salt Lake City coming up strong from the west.
Traffic does begin at 6 o'clock.
We're looking at that little crash on the east side, southbound of the west.
From 62nd south, those cars are still off on the right hand.
I'm excited about the opportunity.
Huggins was out at the University of Cincinnati last August.
And still nothing to slow you down as you make your way to the point of the mountain. I-15 northbound, back to normal speed from 6 north to Woods Cross. A few pockets of crowding from Bountiful to Farmington, but it looks pretty good as you head towards Layton. This report was brought to you by the Sundance Resort Experience. Call Sundance at 1-800-892-1600. Live from the UDOT Traffic Operations Center, I'm Kimberly on Hot Ticket 700.
Well, Fred's got the hook out, and we're going to say 73 for this month. We're not getting there quite as fast as we thought we would, but then you know what? There's no real hurry to wrap this up, is there? Mark Dernberger for the DX Audio Service, and we're playing back recordings made back in March 2006, the last of our de-expeditions at the Eastern Utah Desert Beverage Site. We'll continue this report next month, and we'll see you 30 days from now. Till then, good listening, DXers.
All radio.
And as you might guess, All Radio 3 is now shipping. All Radio 3 is titled Digital Radio Friend or Foe. It's on compact disc, and no, cassettes will not be available. I get to talk with author and engineer Barry McLernan about digital radio, about IBOC, and we get to show some examples of adjacent channel interference that many DXers have talked about. Now, this informative interview goes into great depth with good detail about IBOC from the DXer's standpoint and also the engineer's standpoint. Total time is 57 minutes. It is $5.50 postpaid to those of you in the United States, $7.50 postpaid to Canada, and $10.50 postpaid to overseas recipients. That's All Radio 3 from the National Radio Club, and you can also order it right off the website. And borrowing a phrase from Ed Potter over at Playback Magazine, we'll have more hustles on side two of this tape. Actually, these are Crazy Ken closet clearance sales. Try saying that 10 times real fast. And we also have some information about gift subscriptions if you'd like to get some free editions of the DX Audio Service. Right now, I'd like to revisit an article that we brought to you on last month's DX Audio Service concerning talker Art Bell. It seems that email hoax about Radio Coast to Coast AM talk show host Art Bell surfaced again in the middle of October, this time on a Philippines newspaper. However, this time the editors and the publishers had the common sense to publish a retraction. In the Sunday, October 22nd paper, they wrote the following. The Chronicle was caught off guard last Wednesday when a columnist reprinted a email sent by regular contributor of Obiter, a biweekly column by lawyer Danilo Bartugan, who is also a city lawmaker. The Chronicle is retracting the story published last Wednesday as it apologizes to radio commentator and talk show host Art Bell, who emailed Bartugan himself to complain that the email purportedly written by him was a hoax, as he already denied several years ago. Bartugan admits in his column, several Sunday issues ago, that he received the forwarded email from Eddie Montetegue, a former mentor of Holy Name University in the Philippines, who is now based in the United States. Bartugan says, "I don't even know Art Bell," the alleged author of the literary piece entitled Hate Letter for Filipinos. The Philippines Daily Inquirer, the country's leading newspaper, was also a victim of the same article sometime in 2001. This was learned by the Chronicle only last Thursday, after numerous requests for retractions were received by Bartugan and the paper's editorial staff regarding the article, including several emails and letters sent by National Radio Club members. The Chronicle learned from David Machia that Art Bell, radio commentator of the renowned show Coast to Coast AM, had recently married a Filipina and relocated to Manila as he continues to host his weekend edition of Coast to Coast AM. I guess that some of you can see why I have such a disdain for email, especially for those that seem to get great glee out of forwarding around emails without checking their facts. I don't know if we'll have time on this month's edition of the DX Audio Service, but it seems that after we ran the story about consolidation, I've been besieged with all kinds of articles that have been printed on the subject from various web pages and trade magazines, many of which are against consolidation. Go figure. Anyway, we've had several articles sent to us. We'll try to read them on this month's DX Audio Service. If not, we'll try to make them available in print on the DX Audio Service website or on all radio. But until then, let's flip over the tape to side two of the DX Audio Service for more of the DX Audio Service for October 2006.
Favorite radio station, WRSU, New Brunswick, New Jersey.